From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, May 15th. Coming up, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. We'll call in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A national Muslim civil rights and advocacy group is designating the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign a hostile campus to advocates for Palestinians. IPM's Mayantar has more.
Since the October 7th attack and Israel launching its war in Gaza, there have been several protests at the U of I, but the campus climate changed after the pro-Palestinian encampment formed last summer. Mariam Hassan is a research and advocacy specialist with the Council for American Islamic Relations, or CARE. She says administrators have created an unsafe environment by targeting students who choose to protest.
CARE is going to continue to put pressure on these university administrators to act in ways that welcome student dissent, welcome political discourse on campus.
A U of I spokesperson says the school does not discipline students for merely exercising free speech, though it does expect students to follow campus guidelines. Maya Antar, IPM News.
Shozo Sato was a master of traditional Japanese arts and the founder of the Japan House at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. He died last week at the age of 91. IPM Student Newsroom's Aoishi Basu has this remembrance of Sato's life and legacy.
Sato mastered the intricacies of kabuki theater, ikebana flower arranging, and various other traditional arts, including tea ceremonies, painting, and calligraphy. Diana Lau is the education and engagement specialist at Japan House. She says Sato was her mentor and never really retired, but rather continued to create art and foster curiosity.
He was always thinking of caring for our institution, thinking about the students that he would impact, and cultivating this collection that we get to use for the sake of teaching Japanese arts and aesthetics.
Sato and his wife, naturalist Alice Yoshiko Ogura Sato, transformed Japan House to integrate Japanese aesthetics and landscaping, creating a unique hub for cultural understanding in rural Illinois. I'm Aoishi Basu, IPM News.
A recent executive order will mandate all commercial truck drivers to be proficient in English. President Donald Trump's directive comes as more immigrants enter the trucking industry in recent years, with numbers exceeding 700,000, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Harvest Public Media's Hector Alejandro Arzate has more.
There's already a federal rule that requires truck drivers to be proficient in English, but Trump has called the new executive order a, quote, non-negotiable safety requirement. That includes speaking and reading well enough to understand road signs and to communicate with officials at agriculture checkpoints, weight limit stations, and Border Patrol. Raman Dhillon is CEO of the North American Punjabi Trucking Association. He says there is a fear that the directive could target some drivers.
All these rules and regulations are vital to the trucking industry, but are these measures that are going to be used against the people of color to retaliate or to discriminate?
The Department of Transportation will soon issue new guidance on English proficiency testing and enforcement. I'm Hector Alejandro Arzate, Harvest Public Media.
Still to come, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today: mostly sunny, hot, and windy with a chance of thunderstorms late in the day and a high of 90 degrees. A few storms could become severe this evening with a south wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of thunderstorms before midnight, otherwise partly cloudy with a low of 63 degrees, southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 88 degrees. A few storms could become severe with a south wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 58 degrees, southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Saturday, sunny with a high of 76 degrees and a west wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, a conversation with Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin. Plus, an update on President Trump's move to end federal funding for NPR, PBS, and hundreds of local public radio and television stations across America, including this one. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Adeline, before we jump into this, I just want our listeners to know that over the summer, you are not going to be here for Will Call.
No, I will actually be up in Chicago working for the Shedd Aquarium.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
This is going to be my last newscast for now, but I will be back in the fall.
Perfect. I will be happy to have you back. And congratulations on your internship.
Thank you so much.
On Thursday, May 15th, there is speed dating at the Gallery Art Bar in Urbana from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. People ages 20 to 39 can come and meet people and connect in a friendly, low-pressure environment. Again, that's speed dating at the Gallery Art Bar in Urbana starting at 6:30.
And that same evening, continuing at the Station Theater in Urbana, is Dance Nation. This is your final chance to see this play about a troupe of 13-year-old dancers, all played by a multi-generational cast of adult actors, and it's about growing up, following your dreams, and finding your soul. There is a content warning. Dance Nation may not be suitable for audiences under age 18. The show is running Thursday through Saturday at 7:30 p.m., as well as a Sunday show on May 18th at 2 p.m. Again, that is Dance Nation at the Station Theater in Urbana.
On Friday, May 16th, New Souls is playing at the Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana.
Yeah,
this is from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. You can celebrate graduation weekend on the Rose Bowl patio, weather permitting, of course. Enjoy silky three-part harmonies over some of the greatest soul, R&B, Motown, funk, hip-hop, and modern songs. New Souls at the Rose Bowl starting at 8 p.m. on Friday, May 16th.
And on Saturday, May 17th, Homeward Bound, the Champaign-Urbana Chorale is putting on a scholarship concert at the Faith United Methodist Church in Champaign. The concert begins at 3:30 p.m., and you can enjoy music from the CU Chorale, and they're also featuring their 2025 Young Artist Scholarship winners. Again, that is Homeward Bound, a scholarship concert at 3:30 p.m. on Saturday, May 17th.
And on Sunday, May 18th, the summer reading kickoff party, Oceans of Possibilities, is at the Champaign Public Library from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. All ages are invited to celebrate summer and read together. There's bingo, virtual reality stations, and ocean-themed crafts. Starting at 12 p.m., the summer reading kickoff party at the Champaign Public Library.
And then that same afternoon from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., you can enjoy the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band at Wayside in Pisodum.
My steady wheel start to shake, I'm taking time.
You can enjoy blues music outdoors. Again, that is the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band in Pisodum.
And on Sunday, May 18th, the Young Artist Studio, drawing Pokemon at the Urbana Free Library. From 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., you can discover your inner comic book artist with the library's artist in residence through drawing Pokemon toys. You can also bring your own Pokemon toys. Adeline, do you have a favorite Pokemon?
I think the only one that I know is Pikachu.
That's okay.
So that, by default, is my favorite. How about you?
Probably Bulbasaur, but many people know more about Pokemon than either of us do. It's clear from
so
this
too.
Conversation.
So they should go check that out.
We should. You can learn to draw Pokemon at the Young Artist Studio at the Urbana Free Library at 2 p.m. on Sunday. For more information about these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call.
And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Eyoshi Basu, Hector Alejandro Arzate, Adeline Moy, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.